Do you have people in your life that you were really good friends with and you haven't talked to them for a long time over some misunderstanding, some lack of communication, some something that you may or may not even remember? Well, today we're going to learn how to clean up our relationships and also take a big weight off of our chest. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, so no matter how old you are, you have had friendships, you have had long-lasting friendships, you have met lots of people, whether it's in school, whether it's in work, you know, there's so many different people that you've crossed paths with. Some of them you've been lifelong friends, or you have been on the same path for a long time. You start to accumulate all of these relationships that have different meanings, they have different values, depending on, you know, who, what, where. And why? So, as you get older in life, right, some of those relationships may or may not serve you anymore. Some of those friendships may have been you at a certain place in your life, certain place in time, and maybe that relationship had value for you. And for whatever reason, it no longer does. And it happens a lot, actually. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more, because I see on Facebook a lot of my friends from high school are very much still great friends. And I wish I had that, but I really don't. I don't have a lot of people that I went to high school with that I still consistently communicate with on a regular basis, you know, now. 52 years old, so it's been a long time, and I don't live in the area where I went to high school, which is Farmington Hills in Michigan, and I'm in Miami, so, but even before that, right, I've been here for, I left in 2008, so even still, right, I didn't have those strong relationships. So I admire the people that do, and I also wonder, is it out of convenience, or is this truly, you know, lifelong relationship? So I'm going to get back to that. So there's two things we're going to talk about today. Number one, let's say you had a relationship long lasting for, you know, many years with certain people, and then something happens, and he said, she said, whatever the reason, I don't know, that relationship came to an end, and you still value that relationship, or you have great memories of that relationship. And because of something happened that now has soured the relationship, maybe you spoiled it, I don't know, right? Somebody did somebody wrong, somebody stole, or, you know, lied or cheated, or something happened. So number one, I want to talk about that first. So what is the value of that relationship? And is it something that you just want to let it die? It ran its course, and no more do I need that person in my life? Or is it something that you can actually forgive and reach out to that person and say, hey, I don't like the way we left things off. I would like to get together, and I would like to see, understand better your perspective. I want to tell you my perspective. I want to tell you why I was hurt. You tell me why you were hurt, or why you did what you did and I did what I did. And let's see if, based upon that meeting and understanding, that we can decide if we want to, you know, continue with this relationship, reincarnate it, or we just agree to disagree and maybe it's done, it's done. And we move on, and that's okay too. However, I think the the hardest part is when you don't do that. If you don't get some kind of closure, right? And it's just lingering. And maybe there's regrets, and maybe there isn't regrets, and maybe you're going to hate this person, and maybe they really didn't do what you think they did, or whatever it is, right? So many times we're easy to dismiss something great in our lives because we feel violated, something which may or may not be true. So again, I don't know your situation. I don't know what's happening in your life. I'm just bringing this awareness to the front and to see if in fact you do have something like that. Could very well be with family, right? Could be with family. Doesn't have to be friends. It could be, you know, your siblings. It could be your cousins. It could be your parents, your children, whatever it is, right? If you have something like that, I encourage you. I can tell you, you know, life is short. I unfortunately have already lost too many of my family members, and I had great relationships with all of them. So I can't really say that, oh, I wish I regretted this. I wish I would have said this. I wish somebody would have known I loved them, you know, before they passed. So I don't have any of that. Thank God. Thank God I don't have to worry about that. But if you do have the opportunity, you know, people aren't alive forever. So if you have a chance to make amends, you know, give some kind of forgiveness, get some clarity, some understanding of what happened, why things went wrong or sour, then I think you should take advantage of that. We're kind of reading a book in my a little group of people that I work with and I coach, and we're talking about having those kind of fierce conversations, having the ones that are just very kind of upfront and straightforward and tell me how you feel. Right? It's a mature adult conversation. It's not looking to sling mud. It's not trying to be aggressive. It's not pointing the finger and who's right and who's wrong. None of that matters anymore. At this point, it's just about being heard. It's about, you know, speaking your mind. It's about saying your piece so that no matter what, you can move on from that incident, from that relationship, from whatever it is, in a positive way. And maybe good things happen, maybe they don't. Either way, right? Closure is one of the best, most fulfilling feelings that there is, because then it's like you have a release of tension or anger or remorse or regret or whatever it is, right? We all have that sometime, someplace. And when you get closure, you get to release that, you are just, you know, much happier, and you feel like you're lighter on your feet because you don't have this weight on your chest or this burden over your head and those kind of things. So have those conversations. Make a list maybe of the people that you may want to have those conversations with, and start with a quick little phone call and say, hey, I'd like to get together. I think it would be beneficial. So that's number one. Number two, real quickly, people that have been friends for forever, I really, as long as it's a healthy relationship, like I guess I don't have many friends that I've known forever and ever. I've had lots of friends for a long time, but I guess because I moved around and I've been growing and I've been, you know, kind of different places and I've had different careers, I've been in different industries. So myself, I've never been in the same place for that long. So I guess I couldn't have those kind of relationships. And it's, you know, it's more challenging now, keeping in touch with a lot of people. You know, I mean, Facebook is great, or social media, that you can stay in touch with people and you see what's going on with them. But to have like quality relationships where you're talking to people once a week, I mean, I have like less than 10 people that I talk to on a weekly basis, right? That are not my people that I work with and interact with because of my business. So I'm curious, are there friendships? So now let's flip the script a little. So are there friendships that you've had for a very, very long time that maybe you should have ended it a while ago, or maybe it doesn't serve you anymore and it's just out of convenience that you maintain that relationship because it's comfortable, because you know their life story and you guys can commiserate, or you can talk about Sally and Bob and John or whatever it is. So there could be some unhealthy relationships that you maintain for whatever crazy, bizarre reason that are not serving you anymore, that really are not reciprocating kind of what you want or fulfilling your destiny of helping you become the best version you can be and helping you to evolve and helping you to grow, right? So it's only, like I said, it's like 10 people. It's, you know, the most that I have at any given time that I have quality relationships with. So are you using a spot on your, you know, success bus or whatever you want to call it with somebody who's taking up a space that's really not fulfilling what you should be getting out of that spot? So that's a really good question. That's a really, really tough one. So if you want to understand that a little bit better, write down, what do you get from that relationship? How is that relationship helping you? How is it serving you? How is it, you know, helping you to go to the next level in your life and support you and your dreams and all of those things? Or are you just keeping it around because it's been there for so long already that it just, it is what it is and I've known them for so long? Like, that's the worst reason to keep a relationship. And life is all about relationships, right? It's all about communication. So maybe you should have one of those conversations with that person and say, listen, I know we've been friends for a long time, and I can't remember the last time, you know, you did me a favor or you helped me or I helped you, or like, are we good for each other? And is this something that really we can continue to grow? Have we plateaued? Are we going down? You know, what can we do to stimulate something new and invigorating? So how can we help each other? Like, if it's a real relationship, you should be able to have that kind of conversation and say, hey, listen, I think we've kind of slipped off the tracks, or, you know, we've kind of gotten comfortable, right? Like a marriage, you get comfortable and you just wake up and you go do the same thing and, you know, you go to sleep and it is what it is. You know, you have relationships like that that are just, you know, I don't want to call them boring, but they're just so status quo that it's not exciting anymore. So think about that. Write those down. Have those conversations. It's all about communication. And most likely, the other person is probably going to be at least happy that you had the conversation, because hopefully some kind of result will happen that will be able to guide you and direct you as to what's the next step, you know, in our relationship based upon the communication that we've had, because we're mature adults and we can, you know, learn to grow and to move on from here. Okay? So go do it. One person on this side, one person on this side. In the next week, go out there, have those fierce conversations. Let me know how it goes. Write the comments, whatever you, you know, see how it turned out. Love to see what the results are of that initiative. Okay? Awesome. So, as always, get out there, have a great day, and touch someone's life in a positive way. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.